Good morning, everyone, and welcome to St Paul's Parish Church for our 10 o'clock service of worship. We especially welcome all those who are visitors with us this morning, and we invite you to stay after the service for tea and coffee in the hall. Today is our Girls' Brigade opening service, and parts of the worship will be taken by members of the brigade. Let us come and worship God by singing our first hymn. CH 4500, Lord of Creation, to you be all praise.
Ava will now come and lead us in our first prayer of approach. Let us pray.
Let us come together to talk with God in a prayer. Loving God, we come to into your church today with our hearts and minds open and ready to hear from you. Help us to know that through Jesus we can come to know more and more of your great love for us. We welcome today the members of the Girls' Brigade and their families, and we thank you for the company and especially its faithful leaders. God, you come to us like no matter who we are and no matter what situation we are facing. You are with us through the sad times and the happy times. Help us to fully trust in you and the difference that you can make to our lives. And together, hear us now as we say the prayer Jesus taught us.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into
temptation, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Ava. Well, good morning, boys and girls, and a special welcome to the girls that are with us with the Girls' Brigade. It's good to have you today. Now, this morning I was going to speak to you about these things, things that are impossible, things that are completely impossible. So, it is impossible for there to be more than 24 hours in a day, yes? It's impossible to go back in time, yes? It's impossible, apparently, to lick your elbow, although my Samuel does a good job of trying. So that's all things that are impossible. It's impossible for an elephant to fit inside a car. Yeah? Maybe a baby elephant might fit in, but a big-sized elephant couldn't fit inside a car. So there's lots of things that are impossible. Does anyone know of anything else that's impossible? Anyone got any examples of things that are impossible? No. You're impossible. Maybe mummy or daddy might think that sometimes. So I have got this with me today, a little bee. Now, does anyone in the Girls' Brigade know why I might have a bee with me? One of you must know.
Bonnet.
What?
It's for your bonnet.
It's not for my bonnet. No. Thank you, Fergus. Anyone know why I've got a bee? Yes. Yes, it's our Girls' Brigade mascot, isn't it? Our Girls' Brigade mascot is called Gracie Bee, because Girls' Brigade is the place to be, right? And we know what grace is something that God gives us when we come to know him. So this is Gracie Bee, but when I was thinking of Gracie Bee, I was thinking about things being impossible. Now, scientists say that it should be impossible for a bee to fly because a bee has a big, fat, chunky body and it's got tiny little wings. So it should be impossible for a bumblebee to take flight. Should be impossible. But we know it is possible for bees to fly because they go into the flowers and they buzz around in the summertime. But God's made it possible for bumblebees to fly. And there's other things that God has made possible which people think would have been impossible. And I think if you spoke to some of the grown-ups after the service today, they might tell you stories of times when things have happened to them and they thought that would have been impossible for that to happen. But God made it possible. So in our Bible reading a little bit later on, you're going to hear, through God, all things are possible. So I want you to listen out for that. Through God, all things are possible. So what might not be possible for human beings is sometimes possible for God. So God can make lots of things possible. So I want you to have your listening ears out later on to hear about that. Now, many years ago, about 11 years ago, I wasn't a Christian and I didn't know anything about Jesus. And then I became a Christian and Jesus really opened my eyes to all the possibilities out there in the world. And he helped me achieve things that I didn't think were possible for me to do. But through God, he strengthened me and helped me do lots of things. So we're thinking about the things that God makes possible in our lives. So what I'm going to do now is, before we do our enrollment part of the service, I'm going to invite Emily up. And Emily is going to lead us in a prayer. And the way we're going to do this prayer is Emily is going to say the first line. And want everybody in the congregation to repeat the line that Emily's just said. Now, Emily has been working very, very hard in this prayer, and she's learnt it off by heart, which is an amazing achievement. And I think that could be points towards a badge. So Emily's going to say the first part of the prayer, and we'll repeat straight after Emily.
Loving Jesus.
Loving Jesus.
Thank you that we can come to know you.
Thank you that we can come to know you.
And put our trust in you.
And put our trust in you.
In your hands all things are possible.
In your hands all things are possible.
For you are awesome God.
For you are an awesome God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Emily. Wasn't that wonderful? Thank you so much. You can sit down. So we're going to come to our enrollment part of the service now. For the last year, I have been going along to the Girls Brigade, and I have been very encouraged and very energised by the girls. It's been a wonderful experience to be an older girl at the Girls Brigade, and they've welcomed me, and the leaders have made me feel especially welcomed. And I've really enjoyed my time getting to know each and every one of you. Now, for this season, we've been thinking about female role models. We've been thinking about not only women in our families, in our schools, and in our society that are role models to us. We've also been thinking of role models in society. And we've also been thinking about role models in the Bible. Can anyone remember who we've been thinking about recently? What was the lady called in the Bible that we've been thinking about? Can anyone remember her name? It's the holidays. Shout a name out. Mary, thank you, Caitlin. I knew you remember. We've been thinking about Mary, who was the sister of Martha and Lazarus. So we've been thinking about her and the role model that she has been to us. And she's taught us a lot about friendship, about trust, and about what Jesus can bring to our lives. So we're going to come to enrolment, and we have got lots of names here of people that are being enrolled into the Explorers. So if you're here today and you hear your name mentioned, I want you to stand up. So girls being enrolled into the Explorers this term is Holly Wilson, Emily Johnson, Jenna Maxwell, Cara McKay, McKenna Robertson, and Greta Stenhouse. And girls being enrolled into the juniors is Caitlin McLean. The girls being enrolled into the brigaders is Lauren Smith. And girls being promoted from juniors to brigaders, we've got Caitlin Cook, Nuala Kerr, Edith Shaw, Finty Smith, and Jolie Wallace, who I know is here. So we can see we've got quite a big company at the Girls Brigade now. It's been the holidays, so we've maybe not got everybody that should be here today. But I would like all the Girls Brigade to stand up now, and we're going to say our promise together. So our promise is, I promise to seek, serve, and follow Christ. So let's say that together. I promise to seek, serve, and to follow Christ. Thank you. Sit down. I just want to say a special thank you to our leaders of the Girls Brigade. We have one leader with us today. Alana, stand up. Alana is, what's your title? You're the captain of the Girls Brigade. And we also have Alison Biggert and Deborah Stark. You can sit down, Alana. We have a growing Girls Brigade company. We have lots of new girls that have joined through all the different divisions. And we are still looking for some new leaders to come on board in the future. But we're going to give Alana a big thank you, because she comes straight from work on a Thursday. She doesn't have time to go home for her tea. She comes straight to work and straight into the Girls Brigade. And she's been no end of support in helping me to learn a bit more about the organisation and how it fits into the Church of Scotland. So I just want to say a special thank you to Alana and all her dedication that she's given our Girls Brigade company here at St Paul's. So we'll move on in our service now. We're going to sing about this awesome God that we've been talking about. And we're going to sing, Our God is an Awesome God. Now, if you know me by now, you know I like actions. And the Girls Brigade have been learning this hymn. So it's a very simple hymn. It's the same words that are repeated four times. And we start off in a normal voice, and then we get a bit louder, and then we get a bit louder still, and then we get quieter. And there's some actions that go along with it that I think some of the girls might join in with. So we're going to sing, Our God is an Awesome God. Our Bible reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke. And we're going to be reading chapter 1 and looking at verses 26 through to 38, which can be found on page 1026. You might look at this passage and think, it's not Christmas yet. But it's a passage of scripture that we can read no matter what season it is, because it's going to tell us today a little bit about another Mary, Mary, mother of Jesus. So we're going to read Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through to 38. In the 6 months, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be as you have said. Then the angel left her. May God bless to us this reading from his holy word. And we'll respond to God's word now by singing our next hymn, which is The Lord's My Shepherd. Let us pray. Loving God, be with us now as we come to focus on your word to us in the Bible. Open our ears to listen, our minds to understand, and our hearts to receive God's love. In Jesus' name, amen. So I mentioned that the Girls' Brigade have been looking at Mary, sister of Martha and Lazarus. And we're going to be moving on today to Mary, mother of Jesus. And we had a little bit about Mary in our scripture there. Now, my Samuel, he was in Rome a couple of weeks ago. And he came home from Rome and he had bought us all some lovely presents. And one of the presents he bought me, I'll show you, was a little Mary. Okay, so this is Mary, mother of Jesus. So I'm going to put her over here. And that's who we're going to be thinking about today. So it might be a reading that we would normally associate at Christmas time, but we're wanting to focus on Mary today because I think it has a lot to tell us about how Mary trusted in God and what that meant for her life. But before we come to focus on Mary today, I'm going to ask you a question. What would you be willing to do for £1,000? What do you think, McKenna? What are you willing to do for £1,000? Riding a horse? But is that not a good thing to do? Would you not do that anyway? What are you willing to do for £1,000, Emily? Wash a car? I think that's pocket money. What about eating only vegetables for a full week? Would you do that? You're thinking about it. Would you allow a custard pie to be thrown in your face every day? Yes? Would you go to work or school dressed in your pyjamas? I would actually do that as well. Would you pick up litter for a full month in the playground?
No.
No? You're looking for more money? Well, I think it's funny what we would do for money that we wouldn't be willing to do not for money. So often we would be willing to do maybe some embarrassing and some disgusting things if we were offered some money. Well, the amazing thing about Mary is that she was willing to have baby Jesus, God's son, for free. Nobody paid her. And in those days, having a baby was actually quite scary because there wasn't the NHS. And not everybody lived to tell the tale. Having a baby was actually quite dangerous. And you could pick up in the story that Mary was actually quite a young girl and wasn't married. So having a baby when you're a young girl and you're not married would have been very frightening. And not everybody would understand that she was carrying God's son. So some people might actually think quite badly of her, yet she was willing to do it. Mary doesn't ask any questions. She only wonders how it could be possible. And when the angel tells Mary that nothing is impossible with God, she replies something quite amazing. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let everything you've said happen to me." So Mary is completely willing to do what God has asked of her, and she simply says yes. So Mary said yes to the best. I'm looking for two volunteers now, and I think Fergus is going to be one of them. Just saying. That means you just come up the front, I think. Well, you'll soon find out what you're volunteering for.
You're not going to make me tidy my study, are you?
No, you're not going to tidy your study, and I'm not giving you £1,000.
No.
McKenna and Emily have to both come out together. Would you like to come out as well? Cara, do you want to come out as well? Come on out. You stand this side here. So you're going to see some things come up on the screen, and I want you to say which one of the pair you would say yes to. Okay, which one would you rather have? I think the first one is for Fergus, I think. So Fergus, would you prefer to have a Ford Fiesta or a a Porsche.
The Ford Fiesta is the right colour. Ford Fiesta.
Ford Fiesta, are you sure?
Absolutely.
I could give you a blue Porsche.
No.
Okay. Girls, would you like a ride on the Orient Express, which is a really amazing train ride that costs a lot of money, doesn't it? Lots and lots of money. Would you like to ride on the Orient Express or the Underground? Oh, you're saying all the wrong answers, people. You're cruel to me, Mr. Buchanan. What's that? You want to go on the Orient Express. Thank you, Emily. I know if my Samuel was here, he'd say that because he wants to actually ride on the Orient Express. Okay, I've got another one that's not up on the screen. Would you like a cheap cola drink or a Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola, it's a better make, isn't it? Fergus, would you like an instant coffee with some powdered milk or a freshly brewed coffee?
Freshly brewed.
Right, freshly brewed, good answer. Girls, would you like a cracker toy or a luxury toy from Hamley's toy store?
Toy.
Yeah, I was in that the other day and it was brilliant. I was in there for about 2 hours, it was so much fun. So yeah, I would go for that as well. Okay, this one might be for Fergus. Now, we all know he likes these because he told us at Christmas time many a time. Would you like them? Or a Milky Way?
The praline chocolates.
You want the praline chocolates. Okay. So what that was a little example of, what I was trying to make an example of, is we all really want the best. So sit back down, girls. Thank you for your help, though. Thank you for your help, Fergus. Even though you didn't give me all the right answers. So most of us would choose the best brands if we had a choice. We would choose the nice food. We would choose the best toys, the best clothes, the best mode of transport. But we know that usually the best is the most expensive. The most expensive costs. It costs us a lot of money. And some people are willing and able to pay the money and others are not. And it's not always easy to say yes to the best God has for us. It would be much easier and less costly to us to say no. So Mary knew it was going to cost her a lot to say yes to God's plan to carry Jesus. Mary knew that people would say things to her behind her back. She knew it would be very hard to raise a baby. She knew in those days that she could have been killed for not being married and having a baby. Yet she said yes, even though the cost to her was really high. It was a price that she was willing to pay. When Mary said yes, she said yes to God's best. And I'm sure as a young woman she didn't think about having a baby. And she probably had dreamed of other things that she wanted to do with her life. Yet she is famous throughout history for being obedient to God. And this would never have happened if she never said yes. So Mary said yes because it was God's plan for her life. God always has the best in mind for each and every one of us. And there's a verse in the Bible from Jeremiah that Chris will put up. And it's a verse that has always followed me throughout my life. And it is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God has a plan for each and every one of us. And when we come to know Jesus for ourselves, he shows us this plan for our lives. And it's pretty awesome when you're following God's path for your life. And we've all got a choice in life. We can follow our own way or we can follow God's way. And sometimes following God's way costs us something of ourselves. But it's always the right way and the better way. Now, you've heard my story of faith a few times, girls. I wanted to share with you a story of a young girl who's maybe the same age as Heather and some of the older girls. So maybe she's a little bit older. Maybe this girl's maybe more age 16. But she's called Susan, and she's going to share what it means to her to be following God's plan for her life and how God has changed her life around. So let's listen to Susan's story.
Hi, I'm Susan. I'm from Shotts in North Lanarkshire, and I'm staying in Arbroath for the year. I was brought up in the church. My mum always took me along. I was part of the Sunday school and the Bible class, helped out the holiday clubs. But when I was younger, I never really had the sense of being a Christian. I never really truly believed. And I always kind of had questions to ask. I was always questioning, didn't know what I believed. It was only until 2 years ago when I went to South Africa that with the Girls Brigade and part of the Out of Africa Missions partnership that I was out there just helping the community. And there was one night that we were sitting praying about the day we had, and I just had this overwhelming feeling of something there, of just joy and light. And it was only after I realised that was God who was entering my life for the first time. And it was that experience that I had that wanted me to go further and to explore what God had for me. Previously, I didn't really know what God wanted for me. I went to school thinking that I wanted to go into teacher training and become a primary teacher, and I didn't get into university. I was very annoyed about that, obviously, but I was thinking, what was I going to do next? And it was only through God that I've been realised that He has a better plan for me. He has a bigger plan, that I'm going to go forward and just something to go into His kingdom. That's why I'm doing my year in Arbroath with the volunteering vocations. It's to just help me know what my journey with God is and what His plans are for me. Since starting a year in Arbroath with the volunteering vocations, I've got involved with so many different things that are part of the community, like working in the schools, working at the holiday clubs, going to a drop-in centre for people with addictions, and just general things, helping out at the church. It's been really rewarding being part of this community and getting totally involved with it and all that I can do, just so that I'm not doing things for myself, and just the idea that I'm doing things to further God's kingdom instead of being selfish. Before I decided I wanted to be a Christian, I was always stressed out about college or school, and I was always worried about what was happening in my life and what I was doing and what was happening. And since I've let God into my life, it's been filled with joy and happiness, and I don't worry as much anymore, and it's just down to putting my faith and trust into God.
Now, I realise the sound wasn't brilliant there. Did anyone hear it at the back? A little bit. Well, that was Susan, and what she was saying was that she was brought up in church. Her parents had taken her to Sunday school, and she went to Girls Brigade. But as a young girl, an older girl, she had moved away from her faith, and she was a bit lost. She thought she was going to become a teacher, but unfortunately she didn't get the grade she needed to go into teacher training. And she just fell away and was getting mixed up in things that wasn't good for her life. And then she was able to be brought back into the church environment, where she learnt to come and trust in God, but for herself. And then God opened up a different avenue for her. And she's now serving in a church in Arbroath. She's working with people with addictions. And God's given her a vision of what she can do for her life. So it's just an example for the young girls about trusting in God and knowing that God has a good plan for you. No matter who you are, if you trust in God and you learn about Jesus, He'll show you the path that He has in store for you. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank You that through You all things are possible, and that we can place our trust in Jesus. You will show us the path You have for our lives, and You have chosen a path for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. The girls are going to come up on the stage with me, and we're going to sing our hymn, Our God is a Great Big God. Want to come up, girls, and do the actions with me? going to invite Caitlin and Heather, who are going to lead us in our prayer of thanksgiving, dedication and intercession.
God of loving grace, we thank you for the amazing, beautiful world you have created. Help us to care for it. We thank you for the wonderful, unique people you have made us to be. Help us to care for one another. We thank you for the incredible, tasty food you have invented. Help us remember and care for those who are hungry. We thank you for the inspiring stories and teaching in the Bible. Help us to share this good news with people everywhere. Thank you, God, for our time together here this morning, and thank you for the Girls' Brigade and the place that they hold within this church family. We thank you, too, for the leaders and helpers of the Girls' Brigade that give up their time to serve you in this way. As a token of our appreciation of what you mean to us, God, we bring you now our offerings. Use our time, money, talents, and resources for your work and glory.
We come now to pray for our world and others. Father God, we pray for countries that have been affected by huge natural disasters, and we remember especially Indonesia, where there's been so much death and destruction. We pray for aid agencies to reach the affected and that money raised will help those that need it most. We also pray for people affected by the hurricanes in Florida, and we pray for the recovery of those in hospital. Loving and gracious God, we pray also for our friends, neighbours and loved ones that are sick, lonely or in need of encouragement, care and support. Help each and every one of us to reach out in love to those that need your care. Help us to learn from the story of Mary and how we too can trust in God with our lives. Help us to read our Bible so we can grow in our faith and in our love and knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, I have the following edict to read in relation to the ordination and admission of elders. Elaine Adair, Sandra Angus, Eleanor Easton, Kate Edwards, Christine Forsyth, Janice McLean, Anne McLeod, Mary McCready, Neil Rankin, Sue Rawlings, Jill Wallace and Naomi Whitelaw, members of this congregation, have been elected to be ruling elders. Elaine Adair, Sandra Angus, Eleanor Easton, Kate Edwards, Christine Forsyth, Janice McLean, Anne McLeod, Mary McCready, Neil Rankin, Sue Rawlings, Jill Wallace and Naomi Whitelaw have accepted office as elders. If anyone has any objections why any of these members should not be ordained, or Alec McEwen and Donald Skinner admitted to office, they state their objection at a meeting of the Kirk Session in the Jubilee Hall on Sunday, 28th October 2018 at 9:45 a.m. If no relevant objection regarding life or doctrine is made and substantiated, the Kirk Session will proceed to the ordination and admission. And this is by order of the Kirk Session, Graham Mill, our session clerk. Now let's join together to sing, Jesus is the name we honour, Jesus is the name we praise. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore.